Agnew in Washington. Florida residents repairing the damage caused by Hurricane Milton and cleaning up the debris. The storm smashed through coastal communities this week, tragically left 10 people dead. Palm Harbor resident Ashley Cabrera says she rode out Milton but didn't need to be rescued with a high water truck.
I'm evacuating with my son, who's 18, who's home from college, because they had to evacuate from USF. And then he has a friend from college with him that needed to evacuate. And then my son, who is 11. And then we had to bring our three dogs with us.
One of the surprise side effects of Milton was that it spawned off a number of EF3 tornadoes, very rare in Florida, according to this forecaster, Nikki Carr.
The damage is definitely impressive for South Florida. It's something you would more typically see in either the plains or the southeast in terms of tornado damage. I mean, yeah, you're talking about well-built structures with significant damage, entire roofs off, poorly built structures completely destroyed. Kind of the stuff, like I said, you see in EF3 tornadoes, but you just don't see EF3 tornadoes in South Florida very often.
And Carr says that Florida and the southeastern states hit by Milton and Helene are not out of the woods yet. Norman Hall reports former President Trump traveled to Chicago to stress his concern for victims of illegal alien gangs.
Donald Trump detoured from key battleground states Friday to visit a Denver suburb that's been in the news over illegal immigration. He said he plans to launch a deportation effort he would call Operation Aurora.
We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left.
Trump called for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. I'm Norman Hall.
And this is SRN News. Looks like Toyota's had enough with woke capitalism.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost three executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report on Eritrea by International Christian Concern calls it the North Korea of Africa for its persecution of Christian believers. The ICC study finds that, in its words, Baptists and Pentecostals experience the harshest treatment. They are subject to arrest and forced indefinite and brutal military conscription or labor. There is no due process, and some are imprisoned for years with little chance of appeal. This is SRN News. Excerpts of the prison diary of Alexei Navalny have been published by The New Yorker. BBC correspondent James Reed has more details.
The prison diaries of Alexei Navalny reveal a man resigned to his fate, but determined to stay true to his convictions. There's anguish in his certainty that he will die in jail. There will be no one to say goodbye to, he writes. I will never see my grandchildren. But there's also dark humour in his description of the rigours of prison life. And Navalny makes clear that he didn't regret his decision to return to Russia to continue his challenge to Vladimir Putin. The only thing we should fear, he writes, is that we will surrender our homeland to a gang of thieves and liars. The darkness in Russia will eventually yield.
The BBC's James Reed reporting Navalny died last February 16th in a remote penal colony above the Arctic Circle. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.